estates in London, Hampshire, Somerset, Nottinghamshire, and Derbyshire. His estates were grand. The houses were filled with paintings by the old masters, objects brought back from trips to the East, and beautiful French furniture. Naturally, he was received in every drawing room in the country and invited to every party in London, especially where there was an eligible daughter or niece for him to meet. Though they would doubtless have been gracious on such a special occasion, there must have been some inwardly disappointed ladies in the congregation that day. He arrived with his best man, Prince Victor Duleep Singh, a friend from Eton and then Cambridge. The prince was the son of the ex-Maharaja of Punjab, who had owned the Kohinoor diamond before it was confiscated by the British for inclusion in the crown jewels of Queen Victoria, Empress of India. The sun poured through the new stained glass windows, which depicted English heroes across the centuries. The ancient church, which stands next to Westminster Abbey, had recently been refurbished by Sir George Gilbert Scott, the preeminent Victorian architect. The church was, in fact, a quintessentially Victorian blend of the traditional and the modern. It was the perfect setting for this marriage of people who came from such different sections of society, but who were each in possession of something the other needed. As the organist, Mr. Baines, struck up the opening chords of the hymn, "The Voice That Breathed O'er Eden," Almina, who had been waiting in the entrance porch, took her first